You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 110, 8 Miles High by the Byrds. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we take a look at 8 Miles High by the Byrds. First, a little bit about the band. Jim McGuinn, having grown up in Chicago and studied banjo there, joined Los Angeles native David Crosby and vocalist Gene Clark to form the Beefeaters, a folk rock group. The band added Christopher Hillman on bass and drummer Michael Clark in 1965. None of the Byrds had played much on electric instruments, but they devoted themselves to learning, forging a unique sound, although they were heavily supported by session musicians on early records. Their sound was described as a blend of the Beatles and Bob Dylan, but the Byrds would go on to influence those same artists and others. McGuinn, who later changed his first name to Roger, has said he practiced as much as 8 hours a day on the legendary 12-string guitar to achieve his unique sound. Early success came with the 1965 release of the album Mr. Tambourine Man and the chart-topping single of the same name, plus a second, Turn, 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 the title track being a cover of Pete Seeger's tune featuring the Byrds' distinctive harmonies and guitar lines. Critics and fellow artists hailed them, and they were successful right out of the gate. While touring the U.S. and Europe, they were inspired to write 8 Miles High. The song documents the band's flight to England, their culture shock, and what they perceived as a less than warm reception in London, the rain-gray town known for its sound, mentioned in the second verse. Like so much of the Byrds' history, definitive credit for the song is hard to sort out. Gene Clark claimed it, but, as Roger McGuinn pointed out, Clark was afraid of flying. McGuinn insists he was the writer, with Crosby contributing the rain-gray town line. Originally, 6 miles high, the phrase was changed to 8 because it read better and was smoother to sing. During the U.S. leg of the tour, the band listened to recordings of sitar music and jazz saxophonist John Coltrane, and it was these sounds that McGuinn emulated with a guitar solo in 8 Miles High. The establishment, ever vigilant in trying to keep a lid on licentiousness and popular music, focused during this time on perceived references to drugs and song lyrics. Vice President Spiro Agnew accused rock bands like the Byrds of brainwashing America's youth, encouraging them to take drugs. Shortly thereafter, the Federal Communications Commission issued a warning in March 1971 to radio stations. If they played songs whose lyrics mentioned recreational drugs, their licenses would be in jeopardy. Stations began pulling songs with obvious drug references from their playlists to avoid attention from the FCC, and these included 8 Miles High, which was thought by some to describe altered states, despite McGuinn's insistence that it referred only to flying.
Some living, some scared.
After 8 Miles High, Gene Clark left the band, partly because he feared the flying necessary for touring. The Byrds released two more albums, with the volatile David Crosby demanding more prominence. He was tired of singing harmony. In 1967, he was asked to leave, as was Michael Clark later that year. In 1968, drummer Kevin Kelly and guitarist Graham Parsons joined the group, which changed direction, becoming more purely country. Parsons departed later that year, along with Chris Hillman. Although the Byrds hung together with a changing lineup, the original members who had left were far more successful with their new bands. And the influence of the Byrds on later musicians is undeniable. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.